Hi guys, this is Jenny. Welcome back to the show. 你正在收听由看言英语带给你的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, this is Adam.
这法语是这样说吗 ？Adam.
Adam.
Why are you doing that?
Well, because today we are going to talk about some brand names that are often pronounced wrong.
啊，就是非常受大家喜爱，而且我觉得是很需要的一个话题。品牌啊，各种各样生活中常会遇到的品牌，它到底应该怎么念？那今天呢，我们最想 focus on 的一个品牌，就是让你的家庭生活更加舒适美丽的宜家家居。
Right, so the one that always comes to mind for a lot of people is IKEA furniture.
So you just said IKEA.
Sure did.
但是呢，也有人会说 IKEA.
Yeah, IKEA.
到底是 IKEA 还是 IKEA 呢？我们今天的节目就要好好的跟大家来聊一下啊。那另外我们还会讲到其他的一些常见品牌，所以千万不要错过了。那说到品牌呢，我们往期的节目其实也做过很多品牌发音相关的内容，所以我们会把它集合成一篇长的推送给大家。你只要到我们的微信公众号看言英语回复名牌就可以收到了品牌发音大全。好，那我们还是 refocus on 宜家好了。
Okay, so as we mentioned before, IKEA, I like the thing on your head. Some of you have two of them. That's the pronunciation that most Americans, the average American would say, IKEA.
IKEA.
Let's go to IKEA, get a bed.
好，所以北美人或者我觉得 internationally 可能对国际上最广泛的就是 IKEA 的读法。但是如果你到宜家家居的故乡瑞典 Sweden,
Sweden,
yeah.
Sweden,
yeah. 瑞典人是怎么说的呢
IKEA,
IKEA,
IKEA, yeah, it sounds like icky.It means like kind of disgusting.
And maybe that's why people just say IKEA.
Yeah, it's better,
right?
I mean, actually, like IKEA, they've made videos and articles kind of saying both are okay.
对，他宜家官方也是说，哦，虽然我们瑞典语应该是 IKEA, 但是呢，更符合英语发音习惯，我们还是读 IKEA 吧。所以你如果看他在北美的广告，甚至英国宜家的广告 ，they all say IKEA.
Well, there's one guy, at least in Canada, the ads have always been the same. It's like this Swedish guy talking about furniture, but he does say IKEA.But he kind of does it in a way where he's almost like saying
both,
both, right?
Yeah. Oh, being ambiguous.
I'm very ambiguous because I'm from Sweden.
但讲到 IKEA, well, I'm used to saying IKEA. 讲到宜家的话呢，它这个名字本身也是很有故事的。我们会员课程那个品牌故事做过，你记不记得？
Of course I remember, Jenny. I always remember. It is the acronym of...A bunch of things, actually.
对，就是 IKEA 呢，它这四个字母 IKEA 是这个公司的创始人 founder， 他名字的 initials.
Right.
首字母缩写，他叫 Ingvar Kamprad.
Sure.
Well, my bad Swedish. 对，所以就是 I 和 K.
Right.
然后他的他从小长大的那个 farm,他家的那个牧场是 E 打头的。
Okay.
So IKE.
Okay.
然后呢，这个牧场所在的这个小村庄是 A 打头的。
Okay.
所以串在一起就变成了 IKEA.
Sounds like it should be a computer password or something, not a furniture company.
哎，肯，说不定他的 password 也是。好的，那 IKEA 现在我们搞清了它的读音啊，接下来再看看它这个家具基本上是你要自己组装嘛。
Yeah, a lot of it needs to be assembled by us, ourselves. So we could just say it's self-assembled.
自己组装啊。
Right.
而且我觉得最神奇的就是宜家，就算你买一个很大的床，它给你的工具是一个很小的那个。
Oh, yeah. The Allen key.
对。哦，那个东西叫 Allen key.
Allen key, yeah.
我还记得我刚到澳洲留学，然后到宜家买了一个床，一个 queen bed, 还蛮大的双人床，然后回来说只有这一个东西，我怎么办？结果 it worked.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, you can put a bed together with that tiny piece of Allen key.
Yeah, sure.
It's amazing.
Yeah, the Swedish are watching you going like, yeah, you didn't know that?
But it doesn't really last.
That's true.
Yeah. 好好好 But in any case, 我觉得 in one point or another, in anyone's life, you've had pieces of IKEA furniture.
Mm, of course.
Oh, 讲到这个 furniture 本身它不是可以加 S 的。
It's no S.
Yeah, so pieces of furniture,、
right.
not furnitures.
Right.、
好那讲到这个瑞典的品牌除了 IKEA, 另外还有一个 fashion brand.
Oh, H&M.
这我们之前也做过节目啊、哦。
Yeah, but it's important that we stress this, that we review this. H&M.
对不要忘了那个 and.
Yeah.
It's not H&M.
Right. I mean, if anything, it almost sounds more like H-N, as、in Norman.
Yeah,
M,
yeah, yeah. H&M. H&M, 对、
right.
就口语里面不说 H&M.
Right, H&M. Right, H&M.
Like M&M's.
Like M&M's.
那个巧克力豆是吧
Or the rapper. I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm real shady.
M&M.
M&M.
好那接下来我们要说的一些品牌呢这个是一个连锁的超市。
Okay, so are we talking about Carrefour?
哎家乐福。
So this one is a French company.、And so keep in mind that when Americans say French words, they might not sound like, well, the French saying those words.、We would probably just say like Carrefour.
Carrefour.、那法语应该
It's a bit harder. The
你可以讲一下。
I can't say it.
Carrefour.
Yeah, it's got the Carrefour.
它现在也是被线上冲击的很厉害，可能再过几年都看不到 Carrefour 了。好，那沃尔玛这比较简单。
Yeah, it's easy. Walmart.
Walmart. 还有。Costco.
Oh, Costco, yeah.
现在也要到中国来啦。
Yeah, so Costco is interesting because that T、might confuse a lot of people. We say it, we do say, you know, cost, but we don't really stress it. We don't say Costco.
对、right? 就是 Costco.
Costco, yeah.
Costco.
Yeah.、
好看了一些大家买比较便宜的东西之后呢我们来看一个很贵的东西好了。
Oh, okay, yeah.
德国的一个车。
Oh, okay. Is this Porsche?
啊保时捷、这个我想说的就是因为我也听过各种各样 Porsche、
right.
是吧很多美国人会说 drives a Porsche、但其实应该是 Porsche
Is it German? I thought it was Italian
No, it's German
Is it?
对意大利的是像 Lamborghini 啊、对
Interestingly
Maserati,
enough
Maserati
Oh my sure,
Ferrari,
of course Interestingly enough even Lamborghini is、supposed to be Lamborghini
In Italian?
Yeah
Oh.
Yeah, interesting, right?
对但口语里面很多人好像就说 Lambo
Lambo, yeah, it's easy just to say Lambo
Such a flashy car 这种那么贵的车跟我也没有什么关系、我们还是看看日常用的软件好了 software
Okay, so a lot of us need to use PDFs、in our daily lives A very useful file format Of course, the company that invented it or at least
runs it, I guess.
Yeah, runs it, kind of, you know, does what it does, is Adobe.
Adobe.、对,这个它是 A-D-O-B-E,、但它不是 Adobe.
It's definitely not Adobe. Now, the problem is the company says one thing, the people say another thing, so which one is it? Because I think they want to be called Adobe.
反正就不是 Adobe, 就对了。
Yeah, it's not Adobe, yeah, Adobe.
Adobe, 讲到 A 打头的 tech company, 现在世界上最大的 tech company, 亚马逊。
Okay, this one's fun because a lot of my Chinese friends will call it Amazon or Amazon.
中文的习惯、right. 哈。那其实应该是。
Yeah.Amazon.
Amazon.
Hey,
然后我觉得重音也要放对是 Amazon, 是在 A 上面不是 Amazon, 不在 M 上面。
Right, it's not like amazing.
对。
Adam, amazing Adam. Amazon.
Amazon, 好那最后再看一个 A 的是德国运动品牌。
This one's from Germany too?
对啊。
Really, I gotta do my homework about、
yeah.
Germany. Anyway, the shoes, of course, are called Adidas.
我为什么想说这个就是我们前面在做 homework research 的时候说它标准的发音是 Adidas.
Yeah, Adidas.
我说那就中文呢、
Yeah, yeah.
所以德国人是像我们中国人一样说 Adidas.
Right, but of course, North Americans are, well, we're not quite on the same page, so we just say Adidas.
Adidas, okay. So really, whichever way you're comfortable with, 其实都对的了。
Right.
是吗？好，那今天我们最后要看的两个是 G 打头的 fashion 贵的这种时装品牌、时尚品牌。
Oh, that's good. This is really my cup of tea.
第一个是法国的品牌纪梵希。
Is this Givenchy?
Oui.
Oui.
对了，这个呢，想说就是因为按照英语的发音习惯会读成 Givenchy,
Givenchy,
是吧？
Yeah.
但法语的念法其实是
Givenchy.
Givenchy.、Mm. 我觉得怎么说呢，就是现在大家读这些可能会带一些英语的发音习惯，但像真的这种法国的大牌，你还是要往法语上靠一点、right?
I mean, it's kind of, yeah, it's like you're showing respect almost.
就比如我们中国的华为手机。
one of my favorite podcasts, the host of that podcast, he loves this company, and he's always talking about it, but he always says,They've got this company in China, it's called Huawei, and it's just like...
Amazing.
It's amazing. Huawei. Huawei is the best company in the world.
对，我听过好多美国人说 Huawei.
Huawei.
这其实不难发，这个 H 把它发出声音就好。
Well, it's just because like, we don't have any words that are spelled H-U-A.
Yeah.
Right? Like, how are you supposed to pronounce that?
Well...Huawei. Who's your favorite podcaster?
Joe Rogan. Not my favorite. He's just...
Okay, Joe Rogan. 好，今天最后要看的这个品牌呢，这个现在大家一般都念得很标准了，就是 Gucci. 但我想说的就是，其实现在 Gucci 在英语的 slang 里面，特别是比较年轻人的这个俚语用语，Gucci 有了另外的一个意思，或者 it's used as an adjective.
Right, and the adjective generally means good, okay.
Or flashy.
Well, so I think that was it. I think originally when it started to be used this way, it did mean really flashy. But then it just started to change into just like okay. Like, how you doing, man? Ah, I'm all Gucci.
I'm all Gucci. We're all Gucci.
We're all Gucci today.
Feeling Gucci today.
Yeah, like, it just means good. Like, you don't have to be in a Lambo, you know, like, with a bunch of bags from Gucci, like, to be Gucci. It just means you're okay.
对对对。好，那今天我们跟大家分享了很多生活中常见的品牌，希望今天的节目对你非常的有用啊，下次可以准确的来念他们。那如果你想了解更多品牌发音的话，也可以到我们的微信公众号开言英语，开放的开，语言的言，回复关键词品牌，你就可以收到更多的一些品牌相关发音了。好，感谢大家收听今天的节目，也别忘了开言会员课程天天有更新。 It's time to study. 学我们的会员课程，你接触的是全英语非常场景化地道的表达，然后每天还有微信群班主任的学习督导，所以学英语的效果会更好。最主要，英语学习是一个长期的过程，我们的会员课程会天天陪伴你。 OK, thank you for listening, and we will see you next time.
Huawei. Bye, guys.